We welcome you to this Thanksgiving week edition of Overreaction Monday. Along with my friend Chris Brockman, I am Rich Eisen. Good to see you over there, Chris.
Good to see you, buddy. What's happening?
This show, as always, brought to you by our Game Time friends. It's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seats so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. And what you can expect is $20 off your first purchase after you download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code OVERREACTION. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Good to see you over there, brother.
Good to see you, man. How's it going?
I'm going to get ready to sit around, watch football all Thursday.
I love it.
And if you're listening to this after Thursday, guess what? I hope to be in a food coma so I don't have to see the Jets on Friday. So there's
but out
that.
Of the coma for 9 a.m. Saturday.
And then if you're right, for you know noon Eastern Saturday, 9 o'clock Pacific Saturday, that's right.
And then if
Michigan doesn't beat Ohio State, I'll go back into my hole. And NFL Network on Sunday morning, you'll just see an AI version of me. Out
there. Nice. Hopefully
they'll give it hair. Not to overreact.
Of course not.
All right. Here we go. Let's hit it. Let's do it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
All right, Christopher, let's go.
All right, Rich, here we go.
I'll react to
right
you.
Out of the gate. Okay. Yes. 10 points on Sunday. Their running back is pissed. He wants to say stuff, but he's not going to say it. I saw people on Twitter calling for Mason Rudolph. The Steelers' ineptness offensively is going to cost him a playoff berth.
I don't think it's going to cost them a playoff berth. I think that's an overreaction. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers at 6 wins entering Thanksgiving week have at least 3 more wins left in them. You know what I mean? Like they've got,
They've got a game
against Cincinnati. That's going to be starting Jake Browning.
Better than Kenny Pickett right now.
They have a home game against Arizona. They've got a Thursday night home game against New England. They visit Indianapolis in a game that I could possibly be calling because that's in the bucket of games for an NFL Network triple header in week number 15
that
Saturday.
That might be for a playoff spot.
They've got a Saturday Cincinnati home date in week 16. They're at Seattle. They're at Baltimore. Of the 7 games that they have left, I think that's 3. There's at least 3 wins, if not 4, defensively. And then at some point, you know, they're going to have to wake out of their slumber. And I don't know if Tomlin's just going to sit around and stand for it, watch something like a football playoff season go down the drain. I don't think it's going to cost them a playoff berth. I think it's going to cost Matt Canada his gig. And I don't know if Tomlin's going to have the desire to do it during the playing season. But it's not going to be Kenny Pickett losing his job and they're going to turn to Trubisky in the same way that the Jets have benched Zach Wilson to turn to Tim Boyle, which is a nice lump of coal to be delivered by Prime, Amazon Prime on Friday. So, I don't think it'll cost him a playoff berth. I think that's an overreaction.
Do you think the Ken Dorsey firing might have broke the seal on other coaches being like, oh, maybe I can do this?
Well, I mean, Tomlin has got a certain way of doing things. And, you know, we had Lewis Riddick on Monday's show called it stubborn. And the Jets aren't going to make a move on Nathaniel Hackett because pulling that code red on Aaron Rodgers' choice of offensive coordinator might not go over very well with number 8 as he's trying to get back in time for this season or definitely is going to be around for next when I'm sure he wants Nathaniel Hackett in place. So there's a certain amount of stasis the Jets are undergoing right now that ordinarily they might not. So I don't think the Bills going ahead and bouncing their guy and having Josh Allen look far more efficient in the first game of Joe Brady dialing it up is going to provide any roadmap or sense of inspiration for others. I'll just call this an overreaction. I think the Steelers still make the playoffs right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential, you know, playoff implicating action for them. At Indianapolis is definitely one of them.
Yeah, that one could be juicy. All right, next, Rich. Green Bay yesterday, the Chargers did it again. They went full Charger, and you know you never go full Charger. Got a case of the dropsies. That didn't help either, but the Chargers should just do it. Make the coaching change ASAP. Give Kellen Moore a 7-game audition.
Man, I hate calling for coaches to be fired.
I know. I don't want to put you in that spot, but that's my take, not yours.
I understand, but me saying that that's not an overreaction would give my check mark to it. Man, that's a tough call. And, you know, it was interesting that Chris Long was loath to say this on the show today because he doesn't know if Kellen Moore would be acceptable within that Chargers locker room. So I'll just say this. If the Spanoses and Tom Telesco get a sense of that locker room, that they are tuning out their head coach and that Kellen Moore is a guy that would be listened to, then maybe, just maybe, that's a way to save matters for right now. I don't see the Chargers doing that. If the Chargers went ahead and kept him after that debacle of a playoff loss last year,
true,
and ran it back this year, then a 4-6 start this year is not going to cause him to do this. And the same way that we saw what the Vegas Raiders did and kind of turn their season in an upward trend. I heard it was such a holy heck of a mess in Vegas that they had no choice but to do it. Mark Davis had no choice but to do it.
Five games decided by less than 3 points. They've lost all of them.
The Chargers defense is definitely the weakest link. I'll just say this. They may do that if they get
blasted on Sunday night
in front of the whole country.
Yeah.
Then it would be a 6-game audition. So I'll just say right now, whether they should will be an overreaction. Let's talk about it next pod. But you're close.
Yeah.
You're sniffing around it.
Yeah, the seat's really hot.
Because you'd have to sit here and think, okay, give Kellen Moore an audition, see if he can do it.
Right.
Call the plays, bring in a new defensive coordinator, or elevate somebody, obviously, on the staff, and go for it. Because Staley's the guy who's calling the defenses.
As we know, the team's very talented. Herbie's balling right now, but not getting a lot of help.
All right, folks, let's talk about game time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big time events, because it can be worrisome, it can be time consuming, and it can be expensive. So Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on Game Time in seconds with two taps, and there's a Game Time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. What else?
You know who is getting all the help and he's balling? Brock Purdy. He's going to be an MVP finalist this year.
I think that's a tall order. And you know how I feel about it.
He's your fourth son?
You got,
right?
Mahomes and Hurts are going to be two of them.
Yeah, showdown Monday night.
And then the question is, who's the third?
Tua is probably in the mix.
Mm. Lamar. You know, CJ Stroud is on the outside. I think that...
It kind of deflated a little bit after Sunday's three interceptions.
An MVP finalist out of Purdy is just...
I mean, it's been awesome last 2 weeks.
I get it. I'll call this an overreaction for the moment. The next 4 weeks for San Francisco is when the rubber is going to meet the road. Two games against Seattle to essentially maybe wrap the division, wrapped around a trip to Philadelphia. That's it. And then, you know, a trip to Arizona before Christmas night, Monday night, home date against Baltimore. Do it in those you know, four games, then we may have something. You may have something. But I just think that there's
18 touchdowns, only five picks.
I get it. There's still just too many voters.
Number one in passer rating.
There's too many voters that just can't get rid of the fact that he was the last pick in the draft out of their head.
Oh, and they think he's a product of the system.
I'll just call this an overreaction at the moment and think that it's entirely possible that we can revisit this in a month. Because we'll need to see. And at some point, you know, the one part that we talked about again on Monday's show was, hey, he's looked terrific since coming out of the bye.
Yep.
Jacksonville and then against Tampa. He still, in those two games, has not had to come up with that fourth quarter comeback drive.
To win the game.
Which were the problems for him in the three-game losing streak going into the bye.
Right.
Let's see if he does it in Seattle
or at
on Thanksgiving night.
At Philadelphia.
Or at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Or home against Baltimore or Seattle. Then that's when an MVP candidate is born to go in the same bucket as Hurts, Mahomes, Lamar. So what else you got over there?
I'm just want everybody to know I don't hate Brock Purdy.
There you go. I think that's you caping.
It's out there.
Look at you wearing a cape.
All right, Rich.
Yes.
Let's get into it. You had a great Jets rant. Can I call it a rant on Monday's show?
Sure.
It was well done. Do you think, well, I think the Jets ultimately regret acquiring Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. They had no choice. They had no choice.
I mean, there were others out there without the baggage of this guy.
I don't want to hear about Derek Carr. I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't want to hear about Derek Carr. Not when this guy's out there. He was in the ether the entire time. You know, he was. They knew it. They sensed it. You had to go for it. You had to do it. And they did it. And
all that came along with it, though, you had to hire his guy at OC. You had to bring in. All of his buddies.
You're not expecting his Achilles to pop in snap five, Chris.
I understand, but this was a short shelf life to begin with.
Their one criticism I have is that what if Aaron gets hurt?
There was no backup plan.
Well, their backup plan was that Zach's going to be good enough. Because it'll just maybe be a game or two games, not the entire season. And then when they had it happen to them their entire season and they had to rework their offense on the fly and try and figure out in the first month of the season where to find a more appropriate backup when they already had Zach Wilson learning at the knee of Rodgers for those months to give it a whirl. And then just as the trade deadline was coming up is when Zach played his best football against Kansas City, beating Philadelphia, going into Denver and winning a game against the Broncos to send them the 1-4. So it was the fool's gold just at the time where the Jets might be a little desperate to go and pull the trigger on something. And then they had their shot at Dobbs, one would think, and didn't take it. But other than that, they're not regretting acquiring Aaron Rodgers. They're regretting acquiring Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. You know, and then having no sense of what if he's not available the whole season. Why would they think that? So you gotta set everything up for him.
So overreaction?
An overreaction. That they're sitting around saying we shouldn't have done it. That's 20/20 hindsight being totally crystal clear. What else?
All right.
I haven't agreed with very much of you said yet.
I know. I don't think you're going to like this one either.
Great setup.
You know whose seat is hot? It's hot in Washington. Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Can't lose that game yesterday. The Commanders should trade for Bill Belichick right now.
They should trade for Belichick right now. What are the terms?
Second.
A second round pick for Bill?
Yeah.
Sold.
If they're going to do it anyway, we heard the rumors. Florio said it. Albert said it.
In the middle of a season?
Just do it right now.
Is there
a trade deadline for coaches?
No, there isn't.
Do it right now.
And so Bill then.
If you're going to fire Ron anyway.
And then Bill.
And talk about bringing this guy in the office. What are we waiting for?
Well, so then Bill. This is how unworkable it is. Then Bill has to coach with Ron's assistants. It's Jack Del Rio as his defensive coordinator and Bieniemy's his offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people out there that would.
So Bill would fire them all. They'd all be on the street, all their families on the street, and then he'd get you know, whoever is from his orbit that would come on in right now. It just doesn't, that makes no sense.
I'm just talking a one-for-one swap. He'll keep the coaches, the families, all that.
You're right. I don't like it, but I'd send a two to New England for him. But again, the whole point of this is, well, it's like, what is their plan, right?
Washington?
Why would they flip Sweat and Young elsewhere at the trade deadline?
Right.
Because they're amassing picks, I guess. I don't think Rivera is going to be there. Okay. I don't think he's going to be there. And I think they're going to start from scratch.
Magic Johnson's going to tell someone he ain't going to be there.
No, he ain't going to be there. I don't think that, you know, they're going to stand pat. I just don't. I think that they're going to take a complete, total new look at everything.
Yeah.
With the way that they want to do business, you know, whatever, schematically or analytically. And I don't know if Ron's going to be that guy. I think they're just going to come in and burn it all down.
How do you lose that game yesterday?
Well, I mean, again, that they're
and Tommy DeVito, how all do you due lose respect, the game? How at
you,
home.
How do you lose the game is you turn it over. You turn it over. And that's what's going to happen when you got a young kid like Howell, who's going to try and extend the play. And you got like Wink Martindale just blitzing the guy's head off. I mean, that's the way to do it. And sometimes you get burned, like Dak will just burn him like to a crisp.
Yeah.
And you got a quarterback who's young like Sam Howell. You know, he might be able to beat you, but you're going to beat him up instead. And how about this? Saquon Barkley is worth the money. He's a top-notch offensive weapon in the NFL, and he's going to win some games if you got a guy who can take a licking and keep on ticking as your Syracuse Orangeman turned out to be.
Yeah.
But trading for Belichick right now is never going to happen. And by the way, this just has to go this way. If New England and Belichick are going to part ways, it's at the end of the season. Come on, man. He doesn't deserve to be bounced or sent anywhere in the middle of a season like he's Bruce friggin' Coslett, you know? You know, like from back in the day.
Bruce God.
You know, he's not Dick McPherson, bud. Like, yeah. This is Bill friggin' Belichick.
I understand. Dude. I get it. So overreaction?
It's an overreaction.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. It's halftime. Let's hope that you have more, down-to-earth reactions.
I have some.
All right. Okay. Ones that
we're
you think
I'm going to. We're going to finish.
In the meantime, let's sell you some tickets to a sports, music, comedy, or theater event near you. Game Time is the official Overreaction Monday sponsor. And we love being associated with Game Time. Views from your seats, all-in prices, killer last-minute deals, best price guarantee. Game Time pulls zero punches. They let you know right up front what it's going to cost with all-in pricing. And Game Time is the perfect solution to finding tickets to satisfy everyone. I really love it that they've got tickets right up to the start of the event, even an hour before it starts. So it's last-minute, you know, with kids in the house, and sometimes things are a little crazy. You can just do some last-minute deals, and it's the place to find the last minute seats. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code Overreaction, $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit gametime.co for terms. Create your account, redeem the code OVERREACTION, Overreaction with two R's, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. Let's finish up strong.
All right, second half, Rich. Positivity, positivity in the second half. Hottest team in the NFL? Your Denver Broncos. Mr. Unlimited. Broncos country will ride into the playoffs this year.
That's an overreaction, too.
What?
That's an overreaction.
Come on.
Dude, four games, four wins in a row, and then Denver
left for dead at 1-5.
And it's impressive. What they have done is impressive. And what Sean Payton has done is impressive because he did not let this team fall apart when they gave up 70 points. And then they lose to the Jets to go 1-4. And then they've won four in a row ever since then. And what they've been able to do, what he's been able to do offensively, Cortland Sutton is back again being a one receiver, right?
Absolutely.
Jerry Jeudy, who is talking a ton of smack, talking about how I can't block for everyone. I can't, like, so, you know, sometimes the play is going to be right, but then the blocking's off. Sometimes I'm open and the quarterback is not throwing it. Sometimes this happens. Sometimes that happened. It was not a lot of, you know, his responsibility. Jeudy is making plays. Okay. The running game, despite the Sunday night win, it wasn't working, but it has been working. Russ is definitely, you know, looking better. He's checking it down a lot, man.
I think he's making the right decision.
He's making a
He's making enough moves in the backfield. He's keeping plays alive. Brother, look, he's not throwing for 200 plus a game.
I'm sitting next to Kurt Warner, and he's, you know, again, he's showing some film. There are some wide open receivers down the field that Russ is not seeing.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and so you know, there's been, and you take a look at these games. There, you know, Russ hasn't had to put up 30. He hasn't put up 35.
Defense has been playing awesome.
The defense has been playing much better.
Since the 70-point debacle.
But then you take a look at Denver's upcoming schedule. Their game against Cleveland, at Houston, at the Chargers, at Detroit. They've got three games in a row on the road after that one at home against Cleveland. The one against New England, I'm calling that game, is winnable. I think they can potentially beat the Chargers twice. They're at Vegas also. And so they are playing much better. And the fact that they haven't quit. They've got some.
They did not quit.
It's very impressive. Yep. But winning four in a row to get back to 500 means they were climbing out of a hole. And sometimes, more often than not, you expend all that energy, and that will eventually tap you out.
Okay.
So I'm not saying the Broncos don't make the playoffs. There is a huge, as of this taping, entering Thanksgiving week, a huge 5-5 mosh pit in the AFC. Huge. You know, from Cincinnati to Indianapolis to Denver, you've got the Raiders sitting there at 5-6 as well. Yeah. You know, there is a lot going for Denver right now. But to sit here and say they're making the playoffs, you know, when the Steelers are also sitting there above 500 and the Browns are playing.
You trust the Denver offense or the Pittsburgh offense down the stretch?
I would go with the Denver offense down the stretch because look who's calling the plays. Do you believe in Sean Payton or do you believe in Matt Canada?
Exactly.
All right. So I understand that. Okay. That may be a heads up situation right there.
All right.
But there's a lot going on for the Broncos to sit here of Thanksgiving week and say they're going to make the playoffs. That would be called an overreaction as well.
All right, Rich.
Have we ever had a pod where every single thing I consider is an overreaction?
I actually think you might agree with this one.
Wow.
Remember coming into the season, it was AFC South. Well, they're one playoff team.
Right.
And then let's move on. Let's see, you know, AFC North.
AFC South is going to get multiple playoff
teams. No, I'm going to call it. Jaguars and Texans are making the playoffs.
Well, I mean, I was about to say, what are the other multiple teams that would come out of the AFC South?
The Colts, could go on a run, But I'm saying we've been saying either or for so long division.
No, I think
they're both going to make it.
I think you're right. I think they're both playing football better than, you know, the other half of the conference.
Yeah, and look, Jacksonville coming off the lambasting at the hands of San Francisco last week, I wanted to see how they responded. And they really whooped up on the Titans week. That was kind of big for them to get back on track.
And Trevor Lawrence looked really good.
Doing Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's back. Yeah.
That was Calvin's best game since I called that game in London.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was week five for them. And
that was huge. They really needed that. So
I agree. I think both of them make it. And I think Jacksonville could even win in Houston this Sunday. And I know how well the Texans are playing and how well they're playing at home. I think Jacksonville can go and return the favor.
Kyler almost got them yesterday.
I know.
On Sunday. Yeah. So, you know, that was a good to finish that off. You know, Stroud's MVP train took a little bit of a hit.
Well,
with the three interceptions.
I'll tell you what, man. I know a lot of folks are saying that the MVP train took hits because he threw interceptions. But how about the fact that he threw interceptions
and bounced back?
Right. Yeah. And he didn't go in the tubes.
Well, Tank Dell.
Jared Goff did the same thing.
Yep.
And if we're going to say, hey, Goff, man, that's a leader of a playoff team right there. Yeah. If we're going to give Goff his flowers
100%,
for that, you should give the rookie the same flowers
totally
for that.
Totally agree.
I think you're right on that one. All right. We hit.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back.
You want to go for two in a row?
I think you're going to agree with this one, too.
Okay.
Even if they get the number one pick in the draft, which it looks likely.
The Chicago Bears.
The Bears should still stick to the plan, build around Justin Fields and DJ Moore.
I'm going to disagree with that.
Oh, really? Dude. You didn't like what you saw on Sunday out of Chicago?
I liked what I saw.
Stick to the plan, then.
The plan?
Trade down. Accumulate picks.
And then
acquire
what?
Acquire assets.
And then what? And then what?
Yeah, take Marvin Harrison.
Okay. And then
maybe
what?
You get Saquon Barkley in a trade.
Okay. Or do you just take Caleb Williams? And then you get some draft assets, not as many for Justin Fields, but you get draft assets for Fields?
Well, I don't know, man. Fields?
Dude.
That is what you're getting. When Justin Fields is operating on all cylinders, that's what it looks like Sunday in Detroit. They should have won that game.
I agree.
He ran for 100 yards.
Dude,
I get it. He's throwing dimes to DJ Moore.
I get it. That was a beautiful throw.
That's your foundation right there.
Caleb Williams is a different cat. And that business of he didn't talk to the media, so that's a red flag.
Just hold on to that take for a second?
Okay, sure. I will hold on to that take for a second. I'm not saying this is a wrong take. I'm saying, at present, an overreaction. We need to, the next 6 weeks are important. I don't know. I bet you the Bears do not know what they're doing right now with it. They don't know.
Well, you're probably right.
They have no earthly idea how it's going to go and how quickly things were put to bed last year once the season was over.
Right.
And how they immediately, post-combine, flipped that trade with Carolina. I don't think the trade's going to go down that fast. There is going to be some serious tape grinding on a ton of quarterbacks. And I think they looked at the three and said, none of the three cause us to want to pitch away Justin Fields as opposed to amassing the draft picks now. To do it again would be remarkable. It would be gutsy.
Be gutsy to stick
it
with Fields.
It would be gutsy because they could still get a pretty damn good player to assist Caleb Williams, okay, and they'd still be able to get some draft capital for Fields. Like, clearly, flipping the draft choice that allows somebody to choose Caleb Williams would, I think, hold the beer of the Bryce Young trade. But it's not as if Fields would not net you a decent amount of draft capital.
Well, you're not getting 3 ones, obviously.
No, it's not the same.
But you get a one and a 3 or 4 for Fields?
You just don't know the way everything is going to go over the next 6-7 weeks. And that does matter. We can't sit here and say that for sure of Thanksgiving week. We just can't. So I'll call that an overreaction.
All right. We just broke up our streak. We were on a good one. Let's talk about it again. Oh, well, you're going to disagree with this one then. Someone other than Caleb Williams is going to go first overall.
I can't sit here and say that's an overreaction either. I can't say that that's an overreaction. I think it's insane, but stranger things have happened in this world. And I sat here in this studio years ago and said, there's no way Tua Tagovailoa is going to be anything but the first overall pick in the draft. And Joe Burrow
went ahead.
And at this point, Thanksgiving week, I don't know if LSU had already played Alabama yet. They probably did.
Question.
They probably had.
Yeah.
Like, if we looked it up, they probably had.
Yeah.
And you were beginning to read me, mock drafts like Burrow's going over to it.
Right,
I'm like,
get out of here.
Because all I heard was how special Tua was and what he did to beat Georgia and win a national championship. And he did follow it up with a very nice year, but then got hurt.
Yep.
And so stranger things have happened. You know, nobody's throwing 60 touchdown passes in college football this year because nobody also has Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson to throw to, which I still can't believe
so
it.
Stupid.
I mean, what's crazier?
And they also have Clyde Edwards-Helaire too.
What's crazier? That or Ed Orgeron's topless advertisement for some gym equipment.
I don't know.
Okay, so I think we know the answer to that. it's the Orgeron topless gym commercial.
I mean, he looks good.
But I think it's nuts. I think when it all comes down to it, Caleb Williams is going to be the first overall pick in the draft. But I can't say this is out of the realm. But to say it, you know, without a doubt means you're buying into, well, he's crying in his mama's shoulder.
I'm not answering.
I know you're not
personally not buying into that.
No, but
you
are. You are echoing some of the sentiments that are mentioned about him that causes mock drafts to have him, what, third overall pick to the...
They're third to the Patriots.
Or fifth to the Giants.
Forget it. What?
Forget it.
I don't know.
Now, that would be Caleb Williams' dream, is to wind up in New York City.
Oh, man.
You know?
My dream, to have him in New England.
Out of here. But the sense that he's going to drop because he was soft by crying, you know, on his mother's shoulder.
And then not talking to the media.
Or soft because he won't talk to the media after losing to UCLA. As I said on Monday's show, and I'll repeat it here on the Overreaction Monday podcast, any general manager that has a chance to choose Caleb Williams and then does not because of the aforementioned reasons why he is so-called soft, needs to, after every Caleb Williams win and their team's losses, meet with the media and say, I chose someone other than Caleb Williams because I thought he was soft for crying on his mother's shoulder and not meeting with the media after losing to UCLA.
Like a fantasy football punishment?
Yes, exactly that.
Wear a t-shirt every day.
Every single press conference
must start with
this decision maker saying that in front of the media. You just write it down. It's the same statement they have
every
to read.
Time. I'm that person. Hi.
I'm that person. What else you got?
So sad. All right, last one, Rich.
Yes, sir.
And this is very important considering who we were just talking about. Look, I know they played twice in a Super Bowl and Bill used to be their DC and everything. This week's Patriots-Giants game is more important than any of their Super Bowl matchups. You don't understand. This game is so important.
I love when you use overreaction topics to get something off your chest. Do you have the floor? Go for it.
It's
such an absurdity.
This coming Sunday, week 12, post-Thanksgiving, Patriots-Giants is the most important game in New England and New York Giant history. Of the matchups against each other, I'm talking about week 17 and 07.
To go 16 and 0,
the Super Bowl.
Helmet catch.
That year, helmet catch. The rematch.
Mario Manningham.
And Ahmad Bradshaw falling down. Like, I'm more important than all those games because normally it's great for the winner. The loser of this game is in perfect position to take Caleb Williams, Drake May, or look, Marvin Harrison. It's a three-man race for the top of the draft coming next April.
It's too good.
This is the most important game in each franchise's history.
The dumbest moment in Overreaction
Thank
Monday
Thank you, Tommy
history.
DeVito, for winning in week 11. Huh. Pats now have a one-game lead.
Yeah, you do.
For the bottom of the draft. Oh, we just need Kyler to just win a couple more games. Kyler, I know you got it in you.
I think you will.
Got it in you.
So oh, this is
perfect.
It. Loser, this is it. Loser gets Caleb.
Loser gets Caleb.
Unless they sit there and go, wait a minute. He didn't meet with the media, and we're a media market.
You think Bill cares about
Boston.
That?
We're a media market.
Or Vrabel, whoever our head coach is going to be next
year. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God. Can't wait for Sunday.
Dumbest moment in the history of this podcast. But I respect it. I respect you
using the
platform.
Look.
Yeah, using sometimes. Overreaction Monday real estate.
It's the most important game in
more
franchise
important,
history.
More important than trophies.
More important than any, even the first one against the Rams.
Okay.
More important than beating Dahomey. All of them. More important.
Get out of here.
You're not.
What a moron. Oh, well done.
Thank
Big
you.
Finish. Big
Thank
finish.
You. Thank you.
All right. My overreaction that I predicted we would be overreacting to this week, you did not use. Which is, you know, magic carpet ride for Antonio Pierce is over because it came close.
It's not over.
Because it came close.
It's not over.
Because they came close.
Oh, they came close.
They gave Miami a ride. And Aiden O'Connell had a shot to win it at the end to tie it.
They played really good defense.
They did.
Tyreek went off, but not enough to put points on the board.
So I was a little off on it. I did get the general sense of who would win and lose.
Yep.
And I forgot what yours was.
I think mine was the Steelers are gonna win the North.
Okay,
that's over.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. So what are we gonna overreact to for next week's podcast?
Here we go. After I just called for his job, I think the Chargers are gonna make the playoffs. That's what we're going to.
Because they're going to beat the Ravens.
They're
going to
beat
night?
The Ravens on Sunday night.
You're
okay.
How are they going to do that?
Well, Rich, normally in games you score points, and when you score more than the other, I think they just get it right. I think it's going to be a weird Lamar game. He's going to miss Mark Andrews not being out there.
I think Herbert's going to go silent snap count as half of the Harbor.
I think Herbert
shows up out here. All the Ballmer, you know, Southern California
fans.
Been
balling. If he can just get some guys to hold on to the football, I know. This is going to be a really high scoring game for starters. They're going to put points on the board, and it's going to be the same thing. They're going to be down like 4 with 2 minutes to go.
And we'll see.
This time they get it done.
Okay. So the Chargers are going to make the playoffs.
Chargers are making the playoffs.
5-6. You're going to see people just say that?
Well, look, the Raiders are going to lose. They have games coming up.
Chargers
they're going to lose.
In trouble, pal. They're not.
Look, if everybody ahead of them loses,
all right.
Obviously a stretch, but I'm saying they'll be right back in the mix of that 5-6.
And here's a future overreaction for week 13 after week 12 is all completed. Two simple words. Kirk who?
Oh.
That's it. Kirk who? The Pastronaut. We'll be in front of the country on Dodge Monday Night
Magic.
Football. The Pastronaut.
Is that who they have Monday
the
Night game?
The Pastronaut v. Justin Fields.
Ooh,
and
that's fun.
Guess who's returning? Because
that's
at fun. That point in time, it's go time for Justin Jefferson.
Oh, Jay Jettas is back.
Okay. Yeah, so he's going to be out there, and he's going to find him, and everything's going to be working. And, you know, there's going
to
be a
so close
chance.
To beating the Broncos, man.
And so close. By the way, Jefferson's got to play. I mean, the window's going to either he returns or he's not.
Right.
So it's time. I think he's going to go, and it's all going to be working.
Kirk.
The skull chant's going, and it'll be like they have found their quarterback of the future, and it's going to be. I'm not saying he's won't be. I'm just saying it's going to be the nonstop chatter. Kirk who?
Like sign Dobbs to an
We're
extension.
We've already seen it.
Kirk test free agency.
Well, they won't do that during the season. But during the non-playing season, that will be part of the conversation.
I like it.
I mean, the quarterback conversations in the NFC North will be what we just discussed earlier.
Right.
What will the Bears do if they do, in fact, have the first overall pick? And I think they will. I think Carolina is going to earn that and for Chicago. And then the other question will be, you know, what about here? Because, you know, Jordan Love, I think, will cement that he is their guy.
Yeah, played really well against the Chargers.
Right,
yeah.
And, you know, Jared Goff is going to
obviously
maybe take the Lions to the Super Bowl, according to Cooper Eisen, so against the Texans. Is that an overreaction?
Cooper
By the way, you should get Cooper on the show to give us his overreaction of Lions-Texans Super Bowl. That is
my God.
That is an overreaction Monday special.
That is super hot.
I'm raising him right. So is Susie, who's in this chair on Tuesday's edition of What the Football, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask with Steve Mariucci, a perfect guest for Thanksgiving week, a guy who coached for the Lions on Thanksgiving. He wound up getting fired because of what happened on a Thanksgiving. He's also tight for many, many, many moons with John Madden. It's a John Madden celebration week once again for Thanksgiving. So Susie Schuster and Amy Trask for What the Football. Download it and hit the follow button for that podcast every Tuesday. This show comes out every Monday, but it is just as fresh for the rest of the week. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all.
Same to you, Rich.
Good to see you, Chris Brockman. For Overreaction Monday, I'm Rich Eisen. Peace out.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
We have Michael Azarad, who was Nirvana's very first biographer. I'm not sure how many people realize how many of the best songs on In Utero were written way beforehand.
To be fair to Kurt, he was also a new father. There was a lot of stuff distracting him. It wasn't just drugs, although that was certainly a major factor.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.